Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling something that might not sound super exciting at first.
Oh, really?
Personal finance?
Okay.
Yeah, but before you click away thinking this is going to be some boring lecture, I promise you,
Yeah.
this deep dive is all about giving you the tools and empowering you to really take control of your money
Okay.
and achieve financial wellness.
I like that.
And, we're going to be exploring this awesome guide called The One Thing Financial Wellness Guide. And it's packed with practical advice.
Awesome.
And trust me, you're going to learn some seriously eye-opening stuff today
Really?
that can make a real difference in your life.
I'm excited.
So, what's really interesting is this guide goes beyond just the numbers.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes how being financially savvy impacts your whole life.
It's true.
It's not just your bank account.
Right.
It's way more than spreadsheets.
Absolutely.
This guide dives into how financial awareness is linked to things like stress, your health, even your relationships.
Wow.
Get this, a whopping 83% of employees
What?
say they feel stressed about their finances.
Gosh.
And for 16% of those folks, it's completely overwhelming.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a real burden for a lot of people. And, we're not immune to that here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
It's a real issue.
Yeah.
And that's why this guide is so valuable.
Okay.
It connects financial awareness to your overall well-being.
Right.
When you feel in control of your money, it reduces stress and it contributes to a greater sense of peace of mind.
And there's actually a study from Northwestern University
Oh, wow.
that found a link between high debt and poor health in young adults.
Seriously.
Yeah. So this isn't just about dollars and cents.
Right.
It's about your quality of life.
Okay, so we get it. Being financially aware is important.
Yes.
But where do we even begin?
Right.
Well, the guide introduces this really cool idea.
Okay.
Finding your one thing for your finances.
Your one thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the guide says that boils down to two main priorities:
Okay.
getting out of debt
All right.
or building wealth.
Gotcha.
So think about it. Which of these is your biggest focus right now? Are you trying to tackle those student loans?
Yeah.
Or are you ready to start investing and growing your savings?
That's a good question.
It's really about figuring out where you are on your financial journey.
This isn't about doing everything at once. It's about choosing your primary financial goal
Exactly.
and putting your energy towards that one thing.
Now, let's say getting out of debt is your one thing.
Okay.
The guide talks about a strategy called the Debt Snowball Plan.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It comes from financial guru Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
And here's the interesting part. You tackle your smallest debt first,
Interesting.
even if it has a lower interest rate than some of your other debts.
Huh.
I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive, right?
Yeah, it
Like,
does.
you would think you want to go for the one with the biggest interest rate.
Right.
But it's all about the psychology of it.
It might seem counterintuitive, but the debt snowball plan is all about using psychology to your advantage.
Yes, it's about those early wins and how they keep you motivated.
I
You
see.
pay off that small debt, you get that feeling of accomplishment, and it just motivates you to keep going. It's
Right.
like a snowball rolling downhill that gets bigger and faster as it goes.
This plan aligns with the book's idea of focusing on domino effects.
Yes.
You knock over one domino and it triggers a chain reaction, making it easier to tackle the next debt and the next until you're debt-free.
It's so true.
It's a really powerful way to gain momentum.
Okay, so imagine you've got a credit card with a $500 balance
Okay.
and a car loan for $1,000.
Got it.
You might think, okay, better hit that car loan first because it's got a higher interest rate.
Right.
But with a debt snowball, you'd actually focus on paying off that $500 credit card debt first.
Interesting.
Once it's gone, you roll that money you were putting towards the credit card
Okay.
and add it to your car payment.
I see.
Suddenly, you're paying down that debt much faster.
Wow.
It's a neat way to see quick progress and stay motivated,
Right.
especially when you're just getting started.
The debt snowball plan isn't for everyone.
That's true.
And the guide acknowledges that.
Okay.
It also explores alternative debt reduction methods,
All right.
like the debt avalanche method, which focuses on tackling the debt with the highest interest rate first.
Yeah.
The key is to choose the strategy that aligns best with your personality and financial situation.
I like that it's all about finding what works for you.
Exactly.
Now, let's say you're already on top of your debt,
Okay.
or maybe you're fortunate enough to not have any.
Right.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, where do you go?
Well, that's where building wealth comes in.
Okay.
And here's a key takeaway. The guide really emphasizes
Right.
time is on your side, and the sooner you start, the better off you'll be.
That's where the power of compounding really comes into play. It's like the secret weapon for growing your money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, essentially, it's the idea that your earnings can generate more earnings.
Okay.
Think of it like a snowball rolling downhill. It starts small, but as it rolls, it picks up more snow,
Right.
getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
With investing, the interest you earn on your initial investment starts earning its own interest.
Wow.
And over time, that can really add up.
So the earlier we start investing, the more time that snowball has to grow.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to building wealth, the guide stresses the importance of defining your big why.
Okay.
That ultimate financial goal you're working towards.
So it's like figuring out your financial destination.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's buying a home right here in Deer Park, retiring, early traveling the world.
Right.
Or just having financial security.
Yeah.
Having a clear big why can keep you focused and motivated.
It's about having that North Star.
Right.
To guide your financial decisions.
I like that.
Once you've got your big why in mind, you can start working backward to figure out how to get there.
And the guide provides a really handy framework for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it poses four key questions to help you get specific with your wealth building plan.
Okay.
How much money will you need each year to live the life you want? How long do you have until you want to reach your goal?
Okay.
How fast do you think your investments will grow?
Okay.
And what kind of return do you expect those investments to generate?
Those are really good questions.
Right.
Yeah.
It really helps you avoid that guesswork.
Asking yourself these questions can really help you avoid guesswork and make more informed decisions.
Yeah, it's like instead of just throwing money at something and hoping for the best,
right.
You're actually doing the math and creating a solid plan.
Speaking of solid plans, the guide also emphasizes the importance of understanding your net worth.
Okay, so net worth, that's basically a snapshot of your financial health right now.
Exactly. It's a simple equation.
Okay.
Your assets, what you own, minus your liabilities, what you owe.
Right.
It's like taking inventory of your financial life.
So if I think about my assets, it would be things like my house, my car, maybe any savings or investments I have.
Yeah.
And my liabilities would be things like my mortgage, student loan, or credit card debt.
Exactly. It's a really valuable exercise to do. Take some time to list out all your assets and liabilities.
Okay.
And then do the math to see where you stand.
Right.
This will give you a much clearer picture of your financial situation.
Once you know where you stand, you can start making a plan for improvement, right?
Right.
And that's where budgeting comes in, which, let's face it, doesn't always sound like the most thrilling topic.
I think a lot of people have a negative perception of budgeting, but it doesn't have to be restrictive or complicated.
Right.
Think of it as a way to gain control of your money so you can actually achieve those big why goals we were talking about earlier.
It's like a roadmap for your money.
Yeah.
Helping you prioritize your spending and make sure you're on track to reach your goals.
Right.
And the guide even provides a helpful budget template in Appendix 1 to help you get started.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
One really cool concept the guide emphasizes is the idea of paying yourself first.
Okay.
It's a simple but powerful shift in mindset.
What does that mean exactly?
It means setting aside a portion of your income for savings and investments.
Okay.
Before you even start spending, it's about making your financial goals a priority.
So instead of waiting till the end of the month to see what's left over.
Exactly.
You're proactively putting money aside for your future self.
Yes.
I like that.
It takes discipline, but the impact can be significant over time.
Right.
Imagine setting up an automatic transfer to your savings account every payday.
Uh-huh.
You're essentially automating your savings, taking the decision out of the equation.
I see.
And making sure you're consistently building your financial future.
Okay, so we've talked about being financially aware, defining our one thing, tackling debt, building wealth.
Right.
And the importance of budgeting.
Yes.
Now, here's something that really intrigued me in the guide.
Okay.
It dives into the habits of wealthy individuals.
Interesting.
And it turns out it's not all about luck or inheritance.
Right. There's this misconception that wealth is something you're either born with or you're not.
Yeah.
But Thomas Corley's research on the habits of wealthy individuals actually revealed some fascinating insights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He found that wealthy people tend to cultivate specific habits that contribute to their financial success.
So it's not just about hitting the lottery or inheriting a fortune.
Nope.
It's about having the right mindset and developing habits that support your financial goals.
Exactly. It's about making conscious choices and being intentional with your time, energy, and resources.
I love that. Intentional living.
Yes.
So give us some examples. What are some of those habits wealthy people tend to have that we can learn from?
Well, for example, the guide highlights that 44% of wealthy individuals wake up at least 3 hours before they start work.
Wow, 3 hours.
Yeah. It's about starting the day with purpose and maximizing their time.
That's dedication.
It is.
I guess it makes sense, though. The more time you have to focus on yourself and your goals, the more you can accomplish.
Exactly. Another interesting finding is that 79% of wealthy individuals network regularly.
Oh, wow.
Dedicating at least 5 hours each month to building relationships and expanding their circle of influence.
Okay.
They understand that building strong connections can open up opportunities.
It's like the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But I think it's more than that.
Right.
It's about being proactive and building genuine relationships. I can see how that could be especially important for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, where our community is so tightly knit.
Absolutely. And when it comes to personal development, the guy points out that a whopping 88% of wealthy individuals dedicate at least 30 minutes every day to reading.
Seriously?
Yeah, for education or career-related purposes, they're constantly learning, growing, and expanding their knowledge base.
That's impressive. It reminds me of that quote, "The more that you do, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go."
It's a testament to the power of continuous learning. The more you know, the better equipped you are to make informed decisions in all areas of your life, including your finances.
So if we bring all of this together, what does it really mean for our listeners here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
It means that financial success isn't just a matter of luck. It's about making conscious choices, developing empowering habits, and taking control of your financial destiny.
It means we have the power to shape our financial futures, right?
Absolutely. We don't have to be victims of circumstance.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a few key takeaways.
Sounds good.
First things first, remember, financial awareness is about more than just money. It's about your overall well-being and how you feel about your finances.
It can even have an impact on your physical health.
That's right. The guide also talked about how financial stress can spill over into other areas of our lives, like our relationships. So finding ways to manage our money better can make a big difference in those areas too.
Yeah.
The next takeaway is all about identifying your one thing, that single most important action you can take right now to improve your situation.
You got it.
I'm a big believer in focusing on one thing at a time. It's so much easier to make progress when you're not trying to do everything at once.
Right.
Once you've got your one thing, remember, those small wins can lead to big results. Whether it's paying off a small debt or putting aside even a small amount for savings, every bit counts.
It all adds up.
I think a lot of people get discouraged because they think they have to make these huge changes all at once.
Right.
But the truth is, even small steps taken consistently can make a huge difference over time.
It's like that old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
Financial wellness is a journey, not a destination.
And speaking of journeys, remember, time is your biggest ally when it comes to building wealth. The earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow, thanks to the magic of compounding.
We talked about that snowball effect. And just imagine how big that snowball can get if you give it enough time to roll.
And finally, cultivate those empowering habits that will support your financial success. Remember, it's not just about luck. It's about making conscious choices and taking control of your financial future.
I like that.
We talked about those habits of wealthy individuals, like waking up early, networking regularly, and dedicating time to learning. Those are all great examples of things we can incorporate into our own lives.
And remember, it's never too late to start. Even if you haven't been practicing these habits up until now, you can start today.
So true. So to wrap things up, we encourage you to revisit the one thing concept and determine your own financial priority. What's the one action you can take right now to move closer to your financial goals?
Yeah, think about that.
If you need a little help getting started, check out the GPS worksheet in Appendix 2 of the guide. It's a great way to map out your financial journey.
It's a really useful tool.
And if you're looking for some extra support and resources, you can always connect with some of the amazing financial advisors and organizations we have right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. They can offer personalized guidance and support to help you reach your financial goals.
There are so many great resources available in our community.
And remember, taking control of your finances is within your reach. Start with your one thing. Make those small changes today and watch as they blossom into big results in your future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into financial wellness. If you're enjoying these deep dives, please consider supporting our show by visiting thinkadactlocally.com/donate, link in show notes. Your contribution keeps Think and Act Locally serving our community.